Welcome one, welcome all, and welcome to another episode of The Paranormal Patriot. Thank you for joining me, as always, wearing the tinfoil hat. I am your host. My name is Tom Velasquez. I want you to hear that clip again, because this is the most insanely asinine clip I've ever heard in my life. Listen to this again.
And I was faced with the decision whether to have an abortion or not. And I chose to have an abortion. I walked proudly into Planned Parenthood.
That is New York Attorney General Letitia Jones, or Letitia James, I think it is. I can't remember. Jones, James, let me check that out. This is the Attorney General of New York going in front of people, telling them, I am proud that I got an abortion. This is insane. She walked proudly into Planned Parenthood. Are we really serious right now? The Attorney General, the job of the Attorney General is to prosecute crimes, put people who kill people behind bars, and this woman, because of a political stunt, is going in front of her constituents telling everybody, I'm proud that I've murdered my potential child. Now, I don't know where you stand on the abortion issue. Literally, this is a divided issue. It's almost 50, well, depending on where in the term of the trimester, how many weeks, it's a divided issue. The longer it goes out, well, you know, the more people don't want to hear about abortions. But this idiot, Letitia James, she's out there saying, yeah, I had to make a decision. I chose to get an abortion, and I proudly walked into Planned Parenthood. And you hear her constituents just screaming and hollering, yeah, yeah. You killed an unborn baby. And this is where the show is going to start, because you know I had to talk about it. I'm going to talk to you about this leaked document, this leaked Supreme Court document that apparently is legit, and it states that they are going to overturn Roe versus Wade. Now, people are freaking out because they don't know what exactly that means. They're just going by the media narrative that, oh my God, the Republicans are destroying the country. There goes your rights. Your rights, your body. Your body. It's your body. You should do whatever you want with it. Really? Because where was that sentiment when the COVID vaccine was out? Where were all these people who were screaming, you need to get the COVID shot. You need to get the COVID shot. Where were these people saying, hey, your body, your choice. My body, my choice. It's your body. You do what you want, but don't force it on me. What these people don't realize is all Roe versus Wade, when this gets struck down, all that's going to do is give it back to the states where it should be. That way, if you live in a state that doesn't want abortion, well, you move. If you live in a state that allows abortion and it is just morally abhorrent to you, you move. But people are freaking out over this, saying it's going to outlaw abortion throughout the country. It's not. The way this country was set up by the Founding Fathers, the states made the laws. The federal government was kind of the overseer. You know, they were just there making sure everything was okay. It was the states that made the laws. So if you don't like the laws in a certain state, you move to a state where you would like those laws. It doesn't mean abortion is illegal. It means that it's going back to the states. But let's talk about this leaked document for a second. Because if you try to convince me that this wasn't a Democrat operative who leaked this document with intent for the sole reason to rile up the Democrats, this is what the Democrats do. They know they are going to get slaughtered in November. So what are they doing? It's just shock and awe. It's crash and burn. They are causing chaos because that is the only thing they know how to do to win. They cannot win on their platform because the majority of Americans reject the Democrats' platform. They reject the Democrats' views. So what do they do? I guarantee you, if this ever comes out, which I don't think it will because, you know, it's a Democrat and they get away with everything. But if it were to ever come out, I guarantee you it's a Democrat operative that had intent, who purposefully leaked this document out to rile up the base. Because this is all they know. They know they cannot win on their views, on their platform. They've got to have chaos. They've got to have violence. They've got to have mayhem so they can step in and say, we've got this under control. We're going to take care of this. When they're the ones that started the whole problem. This was an intentional leak. And I guarantee you, mark my words, it is from the Democrats for the sole reason that they know they're going to get slaughtered and they're trying anything they can to save face come November. So what do? They're going to get Antifa involved. They're going to storm the Supreme Court. Now these justices, they can't even make public appearances. They're going to go to their houses and protest. Tell me, how many Democrats have you heard call out these people? Hey, leave it alone. You can peacefully protest. Jen Psaki, she was asked by Peter Ducey of Fox News in a press conference, what do you think of these protests? And Jen Psaki says, well, are you talking about the peaceful protests? Because we're all for peaceful protests. Well, she didn't tell you that Antifa attacked a crisis pregnancy center in Portland, Oregon, broke out windows, spray painted FCPC all over it. That is the Democrats' version of peaceful. Remember, these are the same people, the same media, CNN, that during the riots of 2020, a building, there's fires in the background, and the headline is, mostly peaceful protests continue. It's a narrative. Again, look at, I told you this last week, if you want to know what is really going on, look at the news. The narrative is, this is horrific. Most news outlets out there are stating the Supreme Court released a document saying that they're going to overturn Roe versus Wade. No, the Supreme Court did not release a document. That document was leaked. That document was leaked by a Democrat operative. So things like what I just talked about at the CPC in Portland, Oregon can happen. The Supreme Court, there is a huge fence, a non-scalable fence outside the Supreme Court right now. Why? Because this is what the Democrats want. They want mayhem because that's the only way that they can win any type of election. This is all part of the Democrat agenda. They know they can't win in November. They are now grasping at straws, trying to find something that's going to stick. They're throwing COVID. They're throwing Ukraine. They're throwing Putin price hike up against the wall, trying to see what sticks. So Biden's numbers are just plummeting. The nation has turned against Biden and the Democrat Party, and they know it. They went from Ukraine to COVID. That didn't work. They tried to scare us with COVID again. It didn't work because people are done with COVID. People realize, yes, there may be COVID out there. Now, there's not much to worry about. Yes, you may get a little sick. You may get very sick. It's nothing like it was. So then when that didn't work, well, now we're going to turn to the bird flu. Well, most people are like, bird flu, whatever. I don't care. So now they're going to go back to their old playbook. Let's just rile up the base. Abortion. That is a divisive issue. Let's make it happen. How did they make it happen? They had one of their operatives get a hold of the Supreme Court verdict, essentially, and just release it. Nobody knows who it is because in this day and age, anybody who releases something that would help the Democrats, they're free and clear. They are not going to have their name released. If it was a Republican that did it, his name would be all over the news. His or her name would be all over the news. This is how America and essentially the world works nowadays. We have a state-run propaganda machine called the mainstream media, and they are doing the Democrats' bidding. And there is a segment of this population that is just eating this up. No matter how many facts contrary to what the mainstream media is telling them are thrown in their face, they refuse to listen. because they don't want to be wrong. They don't want to know everything I believed in was a lie. I said it last week. I've said it previous times before. These people, the Democrat supporters, the liberals of this planet, are going to be found to be on the wrong side of history. But now let's look at this verdict. It's not been released yet. It probably won't be released until June. Personally, it's out there. I wish the Supreme Court would just say, okay, yes, this is our verdict. We're overturning Roe versus Wade. Stop with the drama. They're setting themselves up to be just ridiculed and chastised and possibly have violence against them. Just get it over with and release it. Because, and yeah, there's an alternative motive for me wanting them to release it. This is going to help build momentum for violence. It's going to be 2020 all over again. You're going to see riots in the streets. Just get it over with. We know it's coming down. We know what's coming. Why wait? But again, I don't know your stance on abortion. Me personally, I think it's horrible. It's absolutely horrible. You want to talk about my body, my choice. Where was that during this whole COVID vaccine situation? Where were these people screaming, my body, my choice? The same people who are telling us, this is my body and my choice. If I want to have an abortion, I should be able to get one, are the same people that were screaming at us, turning us in, our friends, our neighbors, our family that were turning us in. We've lost relationships because these people wouldn't look at it, my body, my choice. They looked at it as, this is going to happen. You need to get a vaccine. How can you be so pro-vaccine? You have no control of your body. The government controls your body at this point. How can you be so pro-vaccine, but yet this subject comes up and you're my body, my choice? It's my body. It's my choice. If I want to have an abortion, I should be able to have an abortion. Well, that goes in my view, too. I can't have an abortion. I'm a male. Yes, I announce as a male. I have chromosomes that make me a male. I have things that make me a male. I can't have an abortion. So let me tell you, when I chose not to get vaccinated, you should have been fine with that. You should have been my body, my choice. Your body, your choice. I respect your decision. But no, you're a leper. You are an outcast of society. People lost their jobs, their livelihoods. People lost their lives because their lives were turned upside down because they chose not to get the vaccine. And yet these people are out there screaming, my body, my choice. But it didn't apply to them then. It didn't apply at that point. Here's my issue with abortion. Let's just go with the scenario where, let's say you go to a bar one night and you find this really hot guy and you guys really hit it off and you end up going to either his or her place and you end up having sex. You don't have any condoms, you don't have any birth control, but, you know, we'll just use the quote-unquote pull-out method and it'll be fine. Well, you find out you're pregnant. Why does that give you? Because you were not responsible. Why does that give you the right to end that child's life? Because honestly, science says life essentially stops when the heart stops. Why doesn't life start when the heartbeat starts? I mean, over the past couple of years, everybody's been telling us, follow the science, trust the science. Well, the science says heartbeat. The minute the heart stops, you end life. You cannot survive without a heartbeat. Well, if that's the case, then why doesn't life start with a heartbeat? And I'll give you the answer to that. It's because it doesn't fit the Democrat narrative. If life starts at a heartbeat, then at that point, you cannot abort a fetus, a child, after 6.5 to 7 weeks. Because at 6.5 or 7 weeks, that's when the heart begins beating. That's within the first trimester. Let's talk about California. Somebody needs to, one of my California listeners, I have a ton of them. One of you needs to verify this because I was just told that they're looking into 30 days after a child is born, you are able to quote unquote abort that child. I mean, at that point, you should really be saying you are able to legally kill, murder that child. Somebody from California needs to verify with me that that is true. If that is true, there is no coming back from this as a country. We have lost all our morals. Hell, right now, you're California will allow you to do it right up until birth. That is a full-grown child. Well, I shouldn't say full-grown, but that is a fully developed child. Now, back when the Supreme Court first, I don't even know the word, allowed Roe versus Wade to go through, basically said abortion was legal throughout the country. Back when that was done, we didn't know that a growing child in a mother's womb can feel pain. It can feel emotions. It can cover itself. It can move itself. It's alive. Granted, it is not out in the world. And, you know, that's where the Democrats, that's where these abortion, pro-abortion people, that's their go-to. They believe that if this child has not been birthed out of their mother's womb, then they are not a person. They are not a human. They are a collection of cells at that point, even though it is a fully developed child. As long as that is still in their mother's womb, you can kill it. But back in 1973, when Roe versus Wade was passed, we didn't know that these children in the mother's wombs, they could be startled. They could cower. They could cover themselves. They could feel pain. They could feel hot and cold. They could move. They could get comfortable. We didn't know that. We thought they were a collection of cells. They weren't a person at that point. Things have changed. Science has proven that these are living creatures. They have emotions. They are conscious. They're conscious. They are human beings. They are children. It doesn't matter if they've been birthed out of their mother's womb or not. At that point, they are still a human being. So for you who made a mistake, you know, you went out and you got drunk and you had sex and didn't bother using any type of protection and got pregnant. Oh, I can't have that. That's going to infringe on my personal life and my social life. I'm just going to kill that kid. Okay, you guys want to use my body, my choice. What about the body of that living creature, that living, growing child? Where is the choice? Where is that child's choice? They have a brain. They are a functioning human at that point. How can you look at that child? How can you, if you're a New York Attorney General, how can you be proud to announce that you had an abortion, that you made a mistake, you were irresponsible, you were not mature enough to use protection? And trust me, there is all sorts of protection out there to stop you from getting pregnant. You chose, and millions of other women and men, because it's a two-way street, they chose not to use any type of protection. Just banking on the fact that the odds of me getting pregnant aren't that good. Well, now you're going to kill your child because you were immature and irresponsible. That's not that child's fault. And that doesn't give you the right to kill that child. And listen, the Democrats could give one, they could give a shit about you and your abortion. All they care about is we need to do something to salvage November. And this is what they chose. This is despicable. This is one subject that just infuriates me, is abortion. Because there are many, many people like the Attorney General for New York that are just going out there, I'm proud I had an abortion. How can you be proud of that? How could you go through life with that little of a soul or no heart like that to say, yeah, I killed my child. I'm proud of that. You have no soul. There is a special place in hell for people like that. Now, with that being said, I do want to let you know there are some circumstances where, yeah, it, you know, I hate to see I mean, honestly, I have problems killing bugs because to me, everything deserves a right to live. You know, I'm not a big fan of spiders, and the guys at work, they know that, and if they find a big spider, it's guaranteed it's on me. And I could stomp it and problem solve, but nope. I'll take a piece of paper and put it outside. You know, mosquitoes, I try not to smack, but I'm going to tell you if you're biting me, yeah, okay, I'm going to smack you. But for the majority, trees, I'm not going to, I've told you before, I told you the story before where my son was taking a baseball bat and beating on one of the trees in the backyard. I'm like, what are you doing? Oh, I'm just hitting the tree. Stop it. How about I take that baseball bat and hit you with it? It feels the same way. That tree is alive. Everything around us is alive. This is a subject that is very, very dear to me. There should be minimal abortions. Now, in cases of a detriment to the mother's health, if the mother may not survive, well, we may have to make some drastic decisions on that one. Rape. You know, that's a tough one, but yeah, I'll go with that. As long as it's early. This second, third trimester crap is beyond that. That is a child. That child can feel pain. I remember when I was growing up, my dad used to take us fishing, and we had a buddy that we'd go with all the time. One of my dad's buddy, and I'd put the hook through the minnow, through its back, and that minnow would flop and flop and flop. And I'd be like, oh, I don't want to do that. That must hurt. And he's like, ah, minnows can't feel pain. Fish can't feel pain. And I believed it until I was smart enough to realize, oh, yeah, they feel that. They feel that. That would be like us getting a hook put in our body, into our back, thrown out the other side of our back, thrown in water, and just to have something else eat us. Again, to me, everything is alive. These babies, even though they're in their mother's wombs, can feel pain. They have emotions. They can feel joy. They can feel pain. They can feel hurt. They're alive. And to have this jackass of a New York Attorney General come out and say, I proudly walked in to Planned Parenthood to kill my baby. Just to appease her base is appalling to me. It's absolutely appalling. What do you think? What are your thoughts? I am very, very curious on your thoughts about this. Let me know. GhostSeeker4@charter.net. Again, GhostSeeker4@charter.net. Let me know your thoughts. Are you for abortion? Do you think this Roe versus Wade should be overturned? Or should it just be left as it is? Let me know. GhostSeeker4@charter.net. Again, contact me and let me know what you think. What are your thoughts on abortion? And what are your thoughts on the potential overturning of Roe versus Wade? All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back, and I want to talk to you about Joe Biden and his new press secretary. I'm noticing a trend here. I'm hoping you have too. If not, I want to enlighten you. So sit back, relax, open that mind. You are listening to The Paranormal Patriot. My name is Tom Velasquez. I am your host. Enjoying every minute of this show. We'll be right back. /76patriot.net. If you're a conservative, if you love this country, if you love the Second Amendment, if you've served in the military in any branch, go to 76patriot.net. I talked to you about it last week. It looks like they're adding product all the time. Flags, hats. These flags, I mean, they've got Space Force now. I mean, this is a given. I'm buying some Space Force stuff. But the flags, the hats, these are great quality stuff at phenomenal prices. Do yourself a favor. If you love this country, if you love the Second Amendment, if you've been in the military, go to 76patriot.net. You will not be disappointed. Great prices on these flags, on these hats. These hats look phenomenal. And these flags, I mean, everything on this page looks great. And as I say, they're adding product all the time. So go to 76patriot.net. Tell them the Paranormal Patriot sent you and enjoy what you will get. 76patriot.net.
Push it down all the way. Gonna drink till I forget your name and pretend that everything's okay. Pop the flute, drink the pain. Push it down all the way. Gonna drink till I forget your name.
Alrighty, this week let's back up a little bit. We all know Jen Psaki is leaving her position as press secretary at the White House and going to MSNBC and ruining her career there. Well, the Biden administration has just announced that Karine Jean-Pierre is the first black and out LGBTQ White House press secretary. I'm going to tell you, there's a trend here, and it's not a good trend. So let's look back. Let's go to Ketanji Brown Jackson. She is the first black female to serve on the Supreme Court. Now, we've got Karine Jean-Pierre, who's the first black LGBTQ barbecue, whatever it is. I don't know the acronym for the lesbian, bi, trans thing. I don't understand it. I don't get it. But you know what I'm talking about. She's the first one who's a press secretary, who's a White House press secretary. So what is the trend here? Well, the trend is we're pandering, the Biden administration is pandering to the minority and the lesbian, gay, trans, what is it, queer, whatever. I don't follow it. I don't know it by off the top of my head. You know what I'm talking about. It's all pandering. Were these two individuals, Karine Jean-Pierre and Ketanji Brown Jackson, were they the most qualified, the best people to put in that position, or were they the people that were going to garner more votes? I'm going to go out on a limb and say these were not the most qualified at all. They got their position because of the color of their skin and because their sexual orientation. That is the only reason. And, you know, I'm going to get some flack for that, and I expect that. But let's be honest. There are many other qualified people. Now, I'm not saying there wasn't another qualified black woman. I'm not saying there wasn't another qualified Hispanic woman. I'm not saying there wasn't another qualified white woman who would have taken the place of Justice Stephen Breyer when he retires this summer. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying there's a trend here in the Biden administration. And that trend is people of minority skin color, and let's just call them what they are, gay, lesbian, trans, queer, whatever. These are the people that the administration is looking for. They're not looking for anybody white. They're not looking for anybody male. They're looking for female minority. And if you're gay, that's even better. For the other people who may have been more qualified, who may have done the job better, well, you know, be damned to you. Because that does not fit this administration's narrative right now. This administration knows it is in a free fall. And the Democrat Party is doing everything they can to try and stop that free fall. And they're using Ketanji Brown Jackson and Karine Jean-Pierre as their parachute. I don't think it's going to help. I think it's going to continue a free fall because people don't really care about that nowadays. What people are concerned about is they're going to the grocery store and their bills have doubled, if not tripled. They go to the gas station. God help you if you drive a diesel vehicle right now. Oh my gosh. The diesel fuel is outrageous. I thought regular unleaded was bad until one of my buddies who drives a diesel is like, I'm not even driving that damn thing until the gas prices go down. And what is the Biden administration doing? What is Jennifer Granholm, the energy secretary, what is she doing to help alleviate the pain at the pump? Here's a quick answer. Nothing. She's doing nothing. All her and the administration want to do is promote this Green New Deal, which is not going to work. It is not ready to be implemented with the electrical grid and what we have in this country. It's not going to work. It will eventually work. I get it. It will eventually work, but the technology is not there. So in the meantime, until we can get the technology there where our grid is not going to fail, where if it's a cloudy day, this house of mine, if I'm using solar panels, is not going to be dead to the world because it doesn't have any power. Until we can do that, use the fossil fuels that are under our feet. Give us, the working class Americans, give us a break, because this is ridiculous. You are not doing anything to help alleviate the prices at the grocery stores and the prices at the pump. Hell, look at the interest rates. Oh my God, the interest rates are going through the roof to try and stem inflation. Guess what, ladies and gentlemen? Inflation's here, and it's only going to get worse. We are going to get our ass handed to us here in a couple months. It's not going to be pretty. And where are all these people that voted for Biden? Where are they? They were so boisterous and ignorant and in your face when Biden supposedly won the election. Where are they? They're non-existent because they know that this isn't what I voted for. This is shit. And it is. And we who didn't vote for Biden are sitting there telling everybody we told you so, but we're still paying the price for your dumbass move, for your dumbass vote. So remember, while the media is praising Biden in his inclusion of a black gay press secretary, keep in mind that this is nothing but pandering. And also keep in mind that this gay black press secretary has a relationship with CNN reporter Suzanne Malvo. How is that not a conflict of interest? You're not going to hear about it on the mainstream media. You'll hear about it on the Paranormal Patriots. So get your news here and just avoid the mainstream media. You're getting lied to. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back, and I want to talk to you about the CDC. We weren't wrong. You're listening to the Paranormal Patriot. My name is Tom Velasquez. Sit back, relax, open that mind. I will be right back.
I'll hold you down. I got it now. Baby, something about you got me around. We should settle down. There's no reason to wait. What can we allow? Hold you good for now. Baby, tell me it's your town. I'll stay around. You can show me your way. You can show me your way.
Hey, everybody. This is Rick Ness, host of the Stuff of Nightmares podcast. Ever since I was a child, I was fascinated by stories of the paranormal and the unknown. Reading about encounters with Bigfoot, the Jersey Devil, UFOs, or even living in a house where spirits roam intrigued me. As an adult, reading true crime stories and watching true crime documentaries made me realize that monsters don't just live in your closet or under your bed. Monsters might just live next door. Come with me on a journey to the unknown and the unthinkable, where the things that people do to each other are just as frightening as the things we can't explain. Every episode, I will delve into the world of the paranormal and lesser-known heinous true crime. Each story of the unknown will be true first-hand accounts told by the person that had the experience or submitted to me to be read for them. You can listen to the Stuff of Nightmares podcast on the website at www.thestuffofnightmarespodcast.show, your favorite podcast app, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll be right back.
Okay, remember during this whole pandemic when myself and many of us were telling all of our friends and family and anybody who would listen that there's more to this pandemic and there's more to this vaccine and the lockdowns than meets the eye. It's about our freedom. It's about control. And we were chastised. The media went to town on us. Oh, these conspiracy theorists. Well, come to find out, Jeff Hebert posted an article that states the CDC tracked Americans' phones to see if they followed COVID-19 lockdowns. Now, according to Mr. Hebert, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention tracked millions of Americans' phones to see if they complied with lockdowns and vaccination efforts during the COVID-19 pandemic. Now, Vice, who is a website, said it obtained internal documents from the CDC that show the federal agency used location data from cell phones to monitor visits to churches and schools, as well as pharmacies for vaccine monitoring. The data also showed movement during curfews and visits between neighbors when people were encouraged to stay home, practice social distancing, and avoid social gatherings. Now, according to the New York Post, the data broker company Safegraph, backed by tech billionaire Peter Thiel, among other investors, initially provided the data to the CDC for free during the early months of the coronavirus pandemic. Now, in 2021, the CDC allegedly paid $420,000 for continued access to this information. The CDC documents obtained by Vice showed extremely accurate insights related to age, gender, race, citizenship status, income, and more based on the data. The CDC said it wants to continue using the information for more than just pandemic monitoring, such as traffic or tracking population migration before, during, and after natural disasters, and researching visits to parks and gyms for the interest in exercise and chronic disease prevention. Yeah, I'm sure that's what they really care about. They want to see who goes to the gym to see if they're helping themselves out. Okay, yeah. The mobility data obtained under this contract will be available for CDC agency-wide use and will support numerous CDC priorities, that is according to the agency. Safegraph gathers its data by licensing anonymized data from mobile devices showing where users live, where they work, and where they travel to. It then combines that data with other information such as geography, and locations of business to, say, measure foot traffic in grocery stores. Vice reports the data the CDC bought was aggregated to show trends from groups of people, not track specific individuals, but concerns have been raised about how anonymous the data is. According to the New York Post, a Catholic priest in Wisconsin was forced to resign last year after a news site de-anonymized him, and they linked his mobile device to show he allegedly used Grindr and visited gay bars. Are you hearing me, what I just said? The CDC was tracking this guy's phone to see if he was following COVID protocols. Well, they found out that he was on Grindr and visited gay bars. And he basically lost his job. Now, I don't condone priests going to Grindr or you going to gay bars, but you know what? That's your business. That is your personal freedom here in America. Google reportedly banned all app developers on its Play Store from working with Safegraph in June 2021 after critics raised privacy concerns, including from pro-choice activists who suggested data can be used to track women who visit abortion clinics. Safegraph spokesman Evan Berry told the Post that the firm has been public about the CDC's use of its data since 2020 and denied being banned from Google's App Store. Google has responded by saying, yes, we have banned them. So, Evan Berry, you're a bold-faced liar. The CDC confirmed it obtained social mobility data from the company and paid for a year-long contract, with which ended last month. So, ladies and gentlemen, in a nutshell, those of us who were screaming that the government is using this to control us, that they are going to monitor us, that's why these lockdowns, that's why COVID is in place. We have just been vindicated. And for those of you, and again, I have family members that feel this way, that say, well, I don't care if they track me. I wasn't doing anything wrong. That's not the point. Now, personally, me, I was going to work. I was going to my neighbors. We were hanging out with our friends. They were going, I'm sure the CDC was going absolutely batshit crazy following me, because I didn't care. COVID was not going to change my life. Now, granted, COVID almost ended my life, but I survived it. And I am stronger because of it, because now it is going to be very hard for me to contract a very deadly, serious strain of COVID now. Because I got it. I survived it. My family got it. They survived it. You people who have no qualms about the CDC tracking your every movement, seeing if you're following COVID protocols. And your response is, well, you know what? I wasn't breaking any laws. I'm fine with it. That you're missing the point. You are the people that are giving the government way, way too much power. The government should have nowhere near the power that it has over us right now. And the people that don't care that the NSA was tracking our phone calls and our texts on a daily basis, they don't care that we're being monitored, that every time we pass a billboard, it's pinging our phone and it's taking all the information off of our phone. They don't care that the CDC was tracking us during COVID. You are the problem. You need to be concerned of a government that has no qualms about tracking your every move, because there's going to come a day where you are going to do something or say something that the government's going to find offensive. And you are going to be put on that list. Because trust me, your social credit score is coming. And your social credit score is going to be reflective of what you say and what you do. Now, for those of you who just want to comply and I just want the best social credit score ever, so be it. When the shit hits the fan, when the civil war in this country begins, again, you'll be on the wrong side of history. That's just the way it is. The Democrats, the liberals are going to be on the wrong side of history. Me, I may not survive the conflict, but my family will remember me as being on the right side of history, fighting for this country. And that's where 76patriot.net comes in. Show your love for the country. Show your love for the Second Amendment. Show the world that you served. Did you serve in the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, the Marines, Space Force? Are you a Vietnam veteran? Go to 76patriot.com. Order a hat, order a flag, and let the world know. 76patriot.net. All right, everybody. We are going to call it a show this week. So I hope you enjoyed it. I really enjoyed talking to you this week. I'll be back next week. My name is Tom Velasquez. I have been your host. You have been listening to The Paranormal Patriot. Just remember, sit back, relax, open that mind. I'll talk to you next week.
Look at stars. I said I like John Deere. You said you like NASCAR.